It's now again. Welcome back to Mindful Deconstruction, your daily mindfulness training session designed for those navigating life after leaving faith. My name is Jeremy West. I'm your host, and today we're tackling an essential question. How can you reclaim joy outside of faith? For many of us, faith was intertwined with joy. Worship services, community gatherings, and the belief in a higher purpose provided a sense of happiness and fulfillment. After leaving religion, you may feel like that joy is missing, leaving a void that's hard to fill. But here's the truth. Joy is still available to you, and mindfulness can help you find it. Let's start by unpacking why joy can feel elusive during deconstruction. Faith often provided a clear framework for what joy looked like and where to find it, whether in spiritual practices, community, or the promise of eternal rewards. When that framework disappears, it's natural to feel lost, like joy has slipped through your fingers. But this is also an invitation to explore what joy means to you personally, beyond the boundaries of faith. Step one is to redefine joy on your terms. Joy outside of religion doesn't have to look like joy within it. It's not tied to a particular doctrine or practice. It's deeply personal. Start by reflecting on moments in your life when you felt genuinely happy or fulfilled. Was it while taking a hike in nature, spending time with loved ones, creating something? These moments can serve as clues to what brings you joy now. Here's an exercise to try. Take a few minutes to write down 10 activities or experiences that make you feel alive, connected, or peaceful. Then ask yourself, how can I bring more of these into my life? Step two is to practice mindful presence. Joy often hides in the present moment, but our minds are frequently stuck in the past or worrying about the future. Mindfulness teaches us to slow down and fully experience what's happening right now. The next time you're doing something you enjoy, whether it's drinking coffee, playing with your kids, or watching the sunset, pause. Notice the sights, sounds, and sensations. Let yourself be fully immersed in the moment. When I started practicing mindfulness, I realized that joy didn't have to be this big, dramatic experience. In fact, it's often found in the small things, the way the morning light filters through the window or the sound of laughter. Step three is to let go of shoulds. In faith-based systems, joy is often tied to shoulds. You should feel joy from worship. You should feel happy about serving others. But real joy isn't something you force. It arises naturally when you're aligned with your authentic self. Let go of the pressure to find joy in ways that no longer resonate with you. Instead, give yourself permission to explore new sources of happiness. Step four is to cultivate gratitude. Gratitude and joy are deeply connected. When you practice gratitude, you train your brain to notice the positive aspects of your life, creating fertile ground for joy to grow. And contrary to popular belief, it's not joy that leads to gratitude, but gratitude that leads to joy. Try ending each day by writing down three things you're grateful for. They don't have to be monumental. Maybe it's a kind word from a friend, the warmth of a blanket, or the taste of your favorite meal. Over time, this practice can help you rewire your perspective and open up joy. Step five is to build joyful connection. Faith communities often provided a built-in social network. After leaving, it's easy to feel isolated, and loneliness can dampen joy. Seek out new connections that align with your evolving values and interests. This might mean joining a hobby group, participating in a mindfulness community, or reconnecting with old friends. Joy often flourishes in relationships, so nurturing connections can help you rediscover it. When I left my faith, I felt like joy was off limits. So much of my happiness had been tied to religious rituals and community, and without them, I wasn't sure how to feel fulfilled. But over time, mindfulness helped me reconnect with simple joys. One moment that stands out was sitting by a river, watching the water flow. For the first time in years, I felt at peace, not because someone told me I should, but because I was fully present. That moment reminded me that joy isn't something we find. It's something we allow. If this is what you'd like to work on, you might make a daily intention. You might say, how many more ways can I continue to notice and embrace the small joys in my life even more? For more on setting daily intentions, check out episode 59 of It's Now Again. Reclaiming joy outside of faith is a journey, not a destination. Through mindfulness, presence, and self-discovery, you can uncover happiness that's uniquely yours. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Mindful Deconstruction. If you have questions or thoughts to share, visit jeremywest.net. Until tomorrow, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.